This is Insight. I'm Anne Maria Wad. The Baton Rouge City Court will have a new judge at large next year. The legislature created the seat over the summer in response to allegations that the court did not accurately reflect the racial makeup of the city. Previously, there were three majority white districts and two majority black in a city that is more than 50% black. Tarvald Smith, a public defender in Baker and a former member of the East Baton Rouge Parish School Board, won the new seat and joins me in the studio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. So tell me a little bit about how you feel about the legislative process that got you here in the first place.
It began with the lawsuit filed in federal court and the legislative process that was actually going on at the same time. I followed it and I understood the argument to put the new seat or the seat, Division C, because we had a retiring judge at city court at the time, into the sub-district. I understand the history. I understand the Voting Rights Act.
Just for some context, there was a lawsuit filed in 2012 that alleged that the districts, as they were, did not accurately reflect the community.
Right.
And that lawsuit was thrown out, but the judge in the case did say the district should be redone, but that was the job of the legislature.
To understand that, you have to look at the historical context of it, what was done back in, I think it was 1993, to avoid a lawsuit at that time. The compromise was, given the demographics of the city, we would have three white majority and two African-American seats. Now that that has changed, we went to a citywide. And I'm not complaining about the citywide. I'm happy to be there, and I'm happy to have been elected citywide. I'm still studying the numbers. That's what I do in my spare time. I'm a kind of a political geek, if you want to call that. But back to the point of the federal court, I understand the ruling, although I may not agree with the holding of the ruling. I understand what the court's concern was.
But it sounds like you don't think that the creation of a citywide seat was the best solution.
I'm not saying it's not the best solution, and I guess I'm a little prejudiced to it because I won a citywide seat, and this was the first time someone in my position has done this since 1983. So I am happy with what happened, but I'm looking at the deeper intent of why the lawsuit was brought in the first place.
So it sounds like this is just the beginning to you.
This is just the beginning.
Your seat was created because there was an allegation of racial imbalance.
Yes.
Now, this is the first step, you say, towards addressing that. Do you feel like harm has already been done by that racial imbalance that you're hoping to fix?
Now, somebody may say, yeah, you had three white judges up there for the longest, and the majority of people that come to the city court are African-American, and they got harsher sentence than the few or the less amount of whites that come there. I don't know those questions. The statistics, that's for the statisticians to look at and see, and the social scientists. I'm a judge. What comes before me, I'm going to rule to the best of my ability.
Well, Judge-elect Tarvald Smith, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. This has been my pleasure. Enjoyed it.
For Insight, I'm Anne Maria Wad.